Good morning, everybody. This is a terrific Taco Tuesday on the Final X Legends podcast. I am greeting you all with a wonderful individual who is also a podcaster and a wonderful creator here. Mr. Harry Reardon is here with us to tell us a little about himself and let us know how he's here to help out the writers community. Mr. Harry, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you getting on?
Man, I'm great. I still haven't even gotten out of bed yet. You know, I've actually been in bed since I woke up. Been awake for about 2 hours.
I'm actually quite jealous of that. I've been up currently for 8 hours. Yeah, about that. Been out running.
Oh, that's good.
Trying to do that sort of thing. I've never heard anyone call it Taco Tuesday before. I love that.
Are you? What? Wait, Harry, you in the UK?
No, I'm good.
No, I said, are you in the UK?
Yeah, but we don't do we don't really do the taco thing out here.
What? That's insane. No. Yo, you've got to come to Miami, Florida, where I'm at, and there are certain spots in every city where you always got your hood spots. You got your little Richie up spots and whatnot. You got your Latin areas and stuff. And I'm telling you, as much as Taco Bell is great, real tacos come from the mom and pop taco shops, the carnitas and you know, you got, bro, man, real tacos, street tacos, man.
I was a chef for about 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and we did everything. It was in a wedding venue. And the one thing that I become obsessed with was Cubanos.
Ooh.
The Cuban sandwich.
Yes. Jesus,
man. That I can do. But out here, the food's just not the same. People don't – if it's not fish or chips, people don't care.
That's crazy.
And that's not – that to me, I need the – when it comes to food, I want to try everything.
Yes. It's just we live here on this beautiful planet. Now, I can understand if you're vegan or vegetarian or, gluten-free, whatever. I've personally tried to live a plant-based diet, which I did enjoy it. It's not as expensive as what it is. It's just, trying to wean your body off of something that you've been ingesting for years is very difficult. My body was like, whoa, nigga, the fuck you doing? We need some meat.
You know what?
No,
I get that.
Yeah.
When I was 19, I was 50-something pounds heavier than I am now.
Mm.
And I had to essentially wean myself off of sweet stuff, ice cream, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was my job at the time. It was making desserts.
Ooh.
So I became almost obsessed, gave up work fitness, because, working 80-hour work weeks and stuff like that.
Amen.
And coming down from cutting off sugar, I was filled with beer and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. You feel great at the time, cutting it out. Oh. Feels so much better.
Mm-hmm. It takes willpower and resilience. But, listening to you, I definitely want to get you in touch with my best friend, Angel. He's an artist, a musician, a innovator, a trendsetter. Yeah. He's big on cooking. The man can bake. He can whip. That man can take the most basic of ingredients and whip up a whole 5-star meal. I'm amazed at what he can do, and I'm gonna get y'all connected after we're done here. I believe he's somebody
absolutely
that can, because he's getting into podcasting as well. It's something about him that everybody here, y'all heard it first here on the Final X Legends podcast. The man's name is Ramen Shaman, and he's gonna be here to bring y'all some amazing anime goodness, some art and whatnot. He's gonna be on here with me and Harry here pretty soon. But
absolutely,
yeah.
My first head chef was like that. You could put him in a room with any ingredients, and the stuff he would come out with would be magical.
It's ridiculous.
And when we get back to normal, because we're still locked down here, when we get back to normal, I want to do a cooking thing with him. But it's because I've never seen anything like it. I studied under him for the best part of 5 years, and you know when you never stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this whole book thing's about. The reading the comments, seeing the way everyone interacts with each other is beautiful.
It is. The thing about it too is I'm actually very surprised at how quickly it was to reinfect people with kindness. Like literally like 2 weeks ago, I was just watching. I've been watching the internet just for a long time. I've never really engaged. I've been gone for years. And I've just been watching how people interact, watching how people talk, watching what they say, watching what they do. And there was a lot of negativity out there, and there still is. I find myself annoyed by, you know, human antics and whatnot. But at the same token, like, it's nice to, you know, see people being genuinely kind and helping each other out and growing. And seeing that your actions can affect others in a benevolent way. Like, you don't, like, it's obvious you can get online and make people pissed off and you can hurt their feelings and just, you know, do a bunch of dumb shit. But you can also get out there and be a source of prosperity, a source of tranquility, a source of abundance, you know. And that's a beautiful thing. And I'm glad that you recognize and see that.
Yeah. Do you follow the, I don't suppose you follow the Nick Kovacic podcast at all, do you?
No, I don't, but this, I definitely this, will.
This guy is absolutely amazing. So
hold on. I'm going to look it up right now. What'd you say it was? Can you send it to me on Messenger and I'll go ahead and pull it up?
Absolutely. So this guy basically turned around and he said that when someone upsets you in your day, you've got a choice where you can either let it affect you and upset the next person, or you can take it and you can turn it around and you can do something good. And that stuck with me, you know, because that's your choice. And I think if you can turn around and if you can put something positive out, and it makes all the difference, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's a divine ability, like the ability to be able to shift energy in itself and redirect it from a negative manner to a positive manner. It takes a disturbance and balance in yourself at the same time. And that's a funny thing. That's a funny thing. You got to be disturbed by the current state of things, but be balanced enough within yourself to be able to make the change in the outside energies. If you're disturbed in yourself, how can you balance out the energies that are surrounding you? You know, as we all say, it starts from within, you know, manifest, namaste, all of that. So, you know.
My fiance, she's doing this manifest thing at the moment, and it's fantastic to see how much her mindset's changed, even when it comes to training.
Absolutely.
You know, and she woke me up, she woke up last night or the night before, and she's like, look, set your alarm, 6 o'clock, that's it, we're running. And, you know, when she says something, you don't argue it, you just get up and you go. And the manifesting, the way they do it is fantastic, because it's not just that. There's affirmations. There's putting something good out into the world and not expecting something back. And I love that it is a way to change your mindset. I think it's fantastic. You know, I did send that podcast along because this guy, you listen to his podcast, and it's the same thing. You know.
Mm. All that good energy, all those good gyms.
It just makes a difference. When the first lockdown came about, I run a fitness company. So we teach boxing, and we use that alongside fitness to sort of blend the two and just create something unique. And the first thing that we did was we started doing daily online free training sessions for people that needed it, people that were stuck in, you know. And it was great how everyone kept each other motivated. And they were helping each other, they were inspiring each other through diet, nutrition, just general motivation. And if to keep that going, I think is special.
We have to keep it going. So now you said, like, with the book community and stuff like that, are you working on a book yourself right now?
Yeah, I've just put out The Recluse, which is my first book, and I'm currently working on, I've got a notepad full of ideas. I'm currently working on a new one, which I aim to get out in about 6 months. You know, it's just it's a process. The first one was a short story, and that took me best part of 2 years. The new one, it's not so short, and I'm new to all this. Yeah, I'm still learning. So this, like, that's what's great, doing these, being on these pages and hearing these people, seeing people post every day. I'm learning every day, and I that's what I want. I love that.
Absolutely. You know? That's exactly, you know,
yeah,
what we've been doing, because the engagement. One thing I didn't want to do is have a community of people that just, like, post links and, like, nobody talks to anybody. You know, go out there. And, you know, something that does make a difference is not just liking somebody's post, you know, actually give their post some love, give their comment some love. And it's funny, it may seem silly, but taking the time to hover over that like button and change it from a like to a heart makes a huge difference. The fact that you took out those split little seconds to give someone some love instead of just a thumbs up, it really does make a difference in people responding to you. Like, yeah. These are little things, taking out the little time to say, you know, I'll comment something like, you know, hey, you know, I do podcasts. I would love to promote you, get your book out there, you know, but I'll also be like, you know, aside from that, you know, how was your day? Are you good? You know, if you need anything, you can always hit me up. You know, if they don't want to deal with you about, you know, what service you provide, at least talk to them like a normal person, you know? So that's another thing that's made the communities, you know, more rich with engagement and whatnot, is having people actually talk to human beings the way they would in person. You know, I know it may seem difficult to do it on a computer screen, but when you're speaking to someone, when you're communicating, when you're commenting, when you're tagging, whatever you're doing on the internet, do it as if you were communicating with the person in real life, using the words that are coming out of your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
And it goes more as well, like the engagement there. They're discussing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like even the process of getting the book made, which to me, a month ago, I had no idea. I sat down to write something and it hit me and I just kept going and I couldn't stop. But I had no idea the process of getting a book published or even what would happen afterwards, because I just assumed once the book's out, that's it. But it's not.
Yeah. I love that you said that. That right there needed to be heard, because that's an issue that a lot of writers run into. I'm actually in communication with, you know, with a lot of authors, writers, creators right now. And I can sense when someone's speaking to me and they're coming, like, human beings can't hide their energy from me. Like, don't think because you're on a computer screen halfway across the world that I can't read you and sense you. You know, there's a gentleman that I've been in contact with, and he uses one word responses with me a lot, even though he wants my service and wants me to help him out. But the thing is, I can sense for him that he has this aura of, like, because he told me straight up that he put his book out 3 months ago and that nobody's bought it yet. And there's this sense of entitlement of, I put this book out, people should be buying it. And then there's a huge problem with writers and marketing. You know, that there's this whole, I don't want to pay for any marketing, you know. And it's like, you know, the president pays for his own marketing. Like, when the president of the United States, you know, is you know, running for office, they pay for their ads and they put it out there more than once. And one thing that a lot of these writers need to understand is that it's a service. You know, it's not me just taking something and posting it one time on Facebook or just posting something on Instagram. No, it's literally like posting stuff and then having to talk to people, because when you post something, people don't really engage it. It's when they see it a second, third, fourth, fifth time that they start to engage it. And then on top of that, you've got to talk about the stuff in a very hype way. You know, if you just post somebody's book and say, yep, or you don't even say anything, nobody's going to read about it. I literally have to invest my time into reading your book, into providing a service for you, you know. And the way I put the analogy to some people is like the writers, a lot of writers don't have a business mindset. You know, when you make your book, it's a product. I know you love it. It's your heart, it's your soul. You cried into it. You put your love into it. I understand. I'm a writer too. I understand it. But it's a product at the end of the day, and you have to sell that product. And there's not a single person who's ever been successful selling their product who didn't invest into the product themselves. Nobody's going to, you know, go to your barbershop if you didn't invest into your own, you know, clippers and getting the spot. Nobody's going to invest into your lawn care business if you didn't go out there and get the equipment and start cutting grass yourself. Nobody's going to invest into your burger joint if you ain't going to buy your own burger. Why should somebody else buy your burger? If you wouldn't invest into your book, why should somebody else buy your book? and I'm coming across a lot of entitled writers who feel as if, you know, they wrote this grand thing and the world should just suck their cocks and it's not going to happen. It's no.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You've got to put in the effort. Even if you do things on like a freeway, you know, just yourself, the problem that a lot of writers run into is they start just throwing their book in people's faces like a dick pic. Like nobody wants to see your book in their face 30 million times. You know, get to know people, you know, I'm gonna tell you how it works. I'm gonna give everybody this secret gem right here. I spent a week in a Discord, in one of my book club Discord groups. But before this, when I initially got on Discord, I started sharing my links everywhere. I got shut down so quick. I had people like, who is you? You know, why are you sending me this? You know, and it hit you real quick. Like, damn, how would I feel if somebody just sent me some random link? I'd be like, what is this? And, you know, not even look at it. But you know what changed? When I spent a week in that same group, just getting in there, talking to people, making people laugh, sending some memes, you know, doing this, literally a week later, I was like, hey, y'all, I got this book. I've been working on it. I would really love y'all opinions on some of the cover art and stuff like that. I sent them some artwork of the book and stuff like that. They were like, oh my God, yo, this looks really good. You know, like, what's this book about? So I started talking to them about the book. I got a whole book club about my book on Discord now, you know?
That's it.
So
am not actually on Discord.
You need to get your ass on Discord.
That's down. That's going to be my next thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning about all of this stuff. I had someone message me this morning. I've been posting about the book for a week. And they said, I've been seeing this all week. I don't know what it is. And that's the sort of thing where...
Exactly. Familiarity.
If it's not clear, though, yes. I had to, you know, explain. And I get it. I do get it. Mm-hmm. But the marketing side is just crazy. But we're not... People that are entitled, it makes no sense to me. We're lucky to be able to do something like this, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we could do this all the time, if this was a full... If it was podcasting, writing, being creative, if this was it, then we've got to see how lucky we are, because this is the hardest, I'm not going to lie, it's probably the hardest thing I've ever done, but the most worth it.
Yeah. All right. And that's a thing about it too, that like a lot of creators, like I want to say musicians don't have this problem. Like I feel like musicians, people who rap, sing, make music, they understand that, like, hey, you know, they're like, I don't mind paying to have my music played on this and music played on that. It's only writers are the ones that's like, I don't want to, you want me to pay you to promote me? Like, Jesus, why can't you just go out there and promote my book and do it for free and make me a bunch of money for free? It's like, huh? Yeah. So you essentially want me to do some slave labor, because that's, I'm gonna call it what it is, free labor is slave labor. You want me to slave for you and make no profit? You want me to take time out of my day and then the worst part is like, writers got to understand, reading somebody's book is way more of an investment than, you know, getting a haircut from them or buying their food. You know, I got to purchase your book and sit down and read this. And there's no, oh, I sat down and read this book in one sitting. Like, I mean, yeah, you can do that, but I'm a businessman. I got 4 kids. I got a lot going on. I got podcasting going on. There's no way I'm going to read somebody's book in one sitting and absorb it and be well. That's why I take Saturdays and Sundays off to do nothing. Nothing involved with my business, nothing involved with podcasting. Because I have to dedicate that time to my children and to reading, you know, and people need to understand, like, man, like, I understand you want people to go out there and buy your book, but, you know, you want this person to review your book and promote it and whatnot. You need to invest into that. And then it immediately turns me off from somebody who doesn't invest into their book financially, because then it tells me that you're more worried about what's your pockets than the book actually getting out there and selling. I've met people who like, oh, yeah, I don't mind paying, you know, this small fee, you know, to have you do this, because I really just want a good review and I want people to love the book and get the book. That is the kind of person I want to work with. It's not because they're paying me, it's because they don't care about the numbers. I've had them same people tell me, oh, just one person buys the book, I'll be happy. Those are the people that become New York Times bestsellers and global sensations. The people that are like, well, I don't want to pay for this because I want to make money from it. You know, my great self-help book and my great, you know, novella that nobody's read. Why should I have to pay money for it? If you won't pay money for your own book, why the fuck should somebody else pay money for it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, that's literally it.
Yeah. So.
But it's also cutting through some of the weeds, because I have come across a couple that are like, oh, yeah, if you pay out minimum fee of 500.
Oh yeah, that's no.
Yeah.
Everybody listening to this right now, if anybody's charging you any more than I want to say 199, and that's they got to be coming with a massive amount of credentials. Like I'm gonna read off everything that I am able to do, and I only charge $60 at most for international promotion. I'm gonna read you off my skills real quick. So I do 3D renders, 3D logos, graphic design, vector design, 2D logos, business cards, flyer design, social media banner design, thumbnail design for YouTube videos and whatnot, as well as podcasting. I do YouTube intro designs, outro designs. Editing services include proofreading, paragraph structures, sentence structures, grammar correction. For promoting, I do podcast shoutouts, interviews and highlights, international promotions, you know, on Spotify, all forms of streaming. I do YouTube promotions, book trailer designs, 3D mockups, and I'll even do clothing design and build you your own brand. And I do web design. Those skills alone, most people, you know, charge out the ass for, you know, and that's why I feel like most, you know, there's nothing with, you know, labeling a price for your time and your efforts. And there's also a means of doing it in a fair market, in a fair way, you know.
Yeah.
I don't need to get insanely rich off of what I'm doing. I just need to be able to pay for it to keep it going and be able to donate some money to charity. That's it, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no.
It's a beautiful thing. But you know, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up with Mr. Harry. I love you guys. Real quick, Mr. Harry, we're gonna close out. Would you be able to give us like some words of wisdom, of advice that you would love for the listeners to hear before we, you know, finish wrapping this up?
Words of advice. Yeah. If you get, actually, yeah, I'm going to go back to what I said before. Same as what Nick Kovacic said. If something bad happens to you or someone upsets you in your day and you have a choice to follow, pass that on or use it to lift someone else up, you know what to do. Make the choice. Pass on some goodness.
Amen.
Do one good thing a day makes all the difference.
Yep. And there y'all have it. Straight up, straight out of Mr. Harry Reardon's mouth, a beautiful creator, a beautiful writer. And you guys, I want you to understand that this man is here and he exists because of you guys and your kindness. Because of what he saw online, he felt the confidence and wanted to, you know, jump into the community and you know, be a part of everything that we all are. So keep up that kindness. Keep up spreading the love, the joy, the happiness, the laughs, every little bit of it. You guys, remember, be safe. Stay blessed. Spend time with those that are loved ones. Build those happy memories. You know, for you that are out there that are making music for people to dance to, artwork for people to have existential crises over, and for you out there that are writing beautiful stories and weaving your words together, keep it up, keep it doing. I love you guys. Stay safe. This is Joshua. Bye.